The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy!
Today's Daf in Mesechet Menachot is Daf Yud Chet, and we are holding about one-fifth of the way down. And let me just remind you what the last thing that we learned was. The way that the Gemara wanted to understand the rather complex braita, which it was a bit unclear who held what. We had a machloket about someone who is mechashev on an inappropriate object, either, for instance, the dam for human consumption, she was going to drink the blood, chutzuzman, or being makriv, something that was inappropriate, like the bosser of a korban. That's not an oil, obviously. So in those cases, we found initially the machloket that we were well aware of, in which the chachamim say, well, that's not a problem, and it's kosher, and Rabbi Eliezer says that it's possible. Then we found two shitot, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, that were arguing in a rather opaque way about what the din would be, about a kavona to be meniach the dam. Not to do anything with it, just to leave it out. So it turns out the way we wanted to understand is that there was a three-may machloket. There's a Tanakama, there's a Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. According to the Tanakama, hinuach is a completely irrelevant idea. Therefore, nobody would hold it. That would be usur. Certainly not if you have karet, but it wouldn't even be possible. Because there's no consumption at all, and heyachol yeachel means dafka consumption. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, remarkably, we wanted to assert, the Rabbi Yehuda held, according to everyone, it would be possible, b'drabanan a gezerah, because this follows Rabbi Yehuda's own shita, which is that in the same way that we need to understand pigel in general as a virtual whatever it was, so that is, let's say you had in mind a haktar chutzuzman, then what pigel does is it makes the virtual real, so that it shifts the time frame, and instead of doing what it is that you're doing today, it's the equivalent of doing it tomorrow. Therefore, Tainis Rabbi Yehuda, if pigel can shift the time frame, so then that should be an expression of the general din of machshava. So then, if I would have actually left the blood till tomorrow, all of the blood, it would certainly have been possible. There's no way I can do anything with it. So by shifting the time frame on all of the blood, everybody should agree that it's possible. That would be a deoraita. So therefore, it makes a great deal of sense to say that there would be a gezeira on miktzat dam to be meniach, because people are so shocked by the idea of virtuality anyway on that level that they would easily be confused by miktzat dam and kol dam. And therefore, he came up with this amazing statement that we would be more ready to make a gezeira to aser machshavat hinuach than we would to make a gezeira on a machshava of an inappropriate type of achil or aktara. Okay. But anyway, that's what we said yesterday. Then Rebbe Elazar came along, and he said that no, there's no difference between a machshavat hinuach and between the chachomim who said it's completely kosher. Having an inappropriate achila would hold it's completely kosher for hanacha. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's a puzzle, would hold that it's puzzle for hanacha too. But nobody would ever hold this in issur karet. That's the way we came out yesterday, and we left open the question of how we explain the fact that Rabbi Yochanan brought a pasuk if in fact there is only an issur d'rabbanan. Okay, that's where we left off yesterday. And today, we want to see whether indeed it is consistent with other information to maintain that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody would hold that a machshevet hinuach alone on the dam would definitely be possible, even if it was mikta. That's where we were up to and where we begin today. Asks the Gemara, do you mean to tell me that Savar Rabbi Yehuda lahaniach bidamola mamachar divrei hakol pasu? You're trying to tell me that everybody would agree that that is possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. I find that very difficult to believe in light of the following. Because v'atani, we have a very interesting story in a bright. Rabbi reports there that kishalachti lematzot midotai etzel Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua is Rabbi Elazar. That's the standard Rabbi Elazar that we find in the Mishnayos, in the Braitot. And Rabbi says, look, when I finished all of my learning and I wanted to make sure that I have everything straight, and therefore anything that was left over and any questions that I had, I wanted to present it in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa to get things once and for all clear.
Did he finish for the day? No.
After he had completed his learning, you know, we wanted to make sure that he had everything right for his Mishnayot. So I went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa. Now, some say that what Rebbe said, when I went to make sure that I got everything about Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa right, so in other words, I went to get the last lematzot midotai, would be what you would say about pouring the last oil out of an oiling measuring cup. It's like you squeeze it, lematzot, you know. My father, Zatzal, used to do that. He couldn't take it, but we would waste things. He would hold it upside down to every last. He says, what are you talking about? There's so much left in there. It would take 10 minutes to get out of a cup. But all right, the message got across.
So this is the
So this is the same idea. Lematzot midatai. I wanted to get every last bit out of it to make sure I had it. So I come in there and I find that there is Yosef HaBavli, who is sitting and learning by him. He's Yosef Lefanav. Now you should know that Yosef HaBavli was Hayachaviv Lo Biyoter. He loved Yosef HaBavli so much that it was Adli Achat. Now there's three or four different lashonos on what this means. So Adli Achat, the most exciting is that Adli Achat, and this is remarkable, if you've ever noticed the Aramaic translation of Ma'od is Lahada. And here, Santaina Lahada means not much, but Lechada, Adli Achat. So that it's like absolutely unique. Or others say, maybe it's a reference to the Yechida, the Nefesh HaYechida, Lachada. So it was so Chaviv, it was an Ahavat Nefesh, there was an Ahava that went beyond a transcendent love that was Ad Lachat. Others run, it simply means, he liked them a lot until they got to this sugya. Which is the following issue. Now others learn that it was Rabbi Yosef who loved Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa very much, because every one of his shmuot was very chashuv to him. And this is the question of who does the loving around here. You look like you've been up all night. That's awfully red-eyed. We won't ask what you were doing on a Saturday night other than just comfortably resting. Okay, in any event, there they were and they got to this one Mishnah. So Yosef HaBavli asks Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa, Rebbe, HaShochet et HaZevach LaHaniach Midamo LeMachar Mal, which is, of course, our question here. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. So what's the din? He says, din is it's kosher. So anyway, that was in the night, you know, Arvit Omar Lo Kosher. So he asks him the question again, Shacharit. He asks him, Rebbe, what's the din? He says, kosher. Tzorayim. Rebbe, what's the din? Kosher. Mincha, yes. What's the din? So in this time he tells him, well, look, the truth is it's kosher, but I see you want a little bit more information. Rabbi Eliezer Pasa. So Rabbi Yosef HaBavli's face lights up. Tzavu panav shel Yosef HaBavli. Amarlo. So Rabbi Eliezer says to Yosef HaBavli, Yosef, I mean, are you, I mean, kimidumani shalok yivnushma tateno harata? I mean, you apparently think that wasn't giving you the right information until now. And that you think that actually I was wrong in paskening the halakha the other way, and therefore you kept pressing me. Come on, there's got to be more to it than that. Amalo, Rebbe, of course, Ain, of course I agree that that's the halakha. I wouldn't argue. But I'm telling you that I was going absolutely bananas because I thought I fell into an alternative universe. When I was learning by Rebbe Yehuda, he always used to tell me, pasuk. And then I ask you, and you keep saying it's kosher as if, like, you know, what do you think? Who would say otherwise? And you don't even mention another possibility. And now, thank God, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Pasul Shanali, at last you told me that at least Rabbi Eliezer, you said this, says it's possible. I'll tell you, I had such a tsar. Chazarti al kol tamidav. I asked everybody that ever learned by him. Ubikashti lichaver. I know what I learned. And I'm asking this. Somebody remember this. Nobody remembers. V'lo matzati. Now, I feel a weight lifted off my shoulders. Achshav sheshanita li pasul. Hechazarta li avedati. You gave me back what I've lost all these years. Zolgui nav d'maot, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa started to cry. Amashreichem, Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivim Alechem Biyoter. Look how much he cared that he was miserable all these years because he couldn't find the makor to what he knew he had learned. Karalav Amikra Hazeh, and he spoke about Rabbi Yosef in light of this pasuk. Ma'ahavti Toratecha Kol Hayom Hisichati. Look how much this man loves Torah. And let me explain to you what happened. You got to understand that there was a little bit of family issues over here. Rabbi Yehuda remembers Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Loi. That's Tam Rabbi Yehuda. When you learned Rabbi Yehuda, he was Benosha Rabbi Loi. Now we know that Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So because of that, Rabbi Yehuda told you over his father's Rebbe's pshat. And the fichach shana lecha mishnat Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why you heard from him that it was possible. So now when I told you over that Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, now all of a sudden everything clicked. Okay, now, that's the story in the Braita. Now this Braita proves that your approach to the Gemara is wrong. How? Because you claimed that what Rabbi Yehuda meant in the Braita, as the second Svara in the Braita, Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Elazar, was that everybody agrees that he nuach is possible. So, if Rabbi Yosef has been tortured by the fact that what happened to the pshat that I learned, that everybody holds it's possible, what good is hearing what he heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoah? Oh, well, Rabbi Eliezer, apostles. I mean, that's not going to help. I heard everybody apostles. You're telling me it's only one shita. So, I mean, if you want to say, let's read that inside. That what Rabbi Yehuda's shita was all along is that, no, there's no machloket about that for sure. There's a gzeira derabbanan when it comes to machshavat yinuach. So then why is Yosef HaBavli so happy when he says, Ichzarta li avedati? You didn't give me back what I lost. You gave me an argument. And what I heard was there was no argument. And it was in the other direction than what you said stam before. You plukta ka'amale, says Igmar. Okay, so what's your alternative? So you're saying that actually what Rabbi Yehuda must have said was that it's kosher, leave it to Rabbanan, and it's Rabbi Eliezer, pasul, right? That was what he told him. So then why does he say, Yachi, hom mipnei? What's he saying? Since he was a Talmud, his father was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, he wanted to say over Rabbi Eliezer. So you're telling me that what? That he said to him, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, but Rabbi Eliezer's posel. I don't understand. I mean, we're not Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, and we're not children of Rabbi Loi, and we also have a brayta that says Rabbi Eliezer posel. I mean, to say a machloket, you need to be a Talmud of somebody to say a machloket? Bishleim, if you understood it the other way, that on the contrary, what it was that Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamoah was telling Yosef HaBavli was, now I understand why you thought everybody agreed. That's because since he was so chaviv to him, Rabbi Eliezer, he didn't even tell you it was a machloket. So then it makes sense. But if he tells you, well, you know, I was always looking for somebody who would tell me that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's possible, and now he hears, Rabbi Eliezer hears that it's possible, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamoah should start crying, oh, chavivas, and it must be because he's a Talmud. It's ridiculous. Everybody has machloket. What are you making? It's maudlin. Therefore, on the contrary, it must be that he bedafka told him that it's not a machloket. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamoah was coming to explain to me, why did he do that? Because to him, all he could see was Rabbi Eliezer Shita, because his father was a Talmud by Rabbi Eliezer. So on the contrary, if anything, this proves it, no? This proves that our pshat was right. So now, nami pluta komat, you know what? We don't have a machloket, we have a machloket. So what he told me is because of the chavivut. Ela le'olam divrei hakol pasul atnayet. Look. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda had told him that it's entirely possible. When Rabbi Elazar comes and says to him, well, at least Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's possible, it's not that he was confirming what Rabbi Yehuda told him. The problem had been that Yosef HaBavli felt that he had fallen into an alternative reality. It's one thing, look, you want to tell me it's a machloket, and I heard from Rabbi Yehuda it's not a machloket. Everybody agrees it's possible. Fine, that I can live with. But if I live in a world in which everybody says, oh, that's kosher. Everybody else, oh yeah, sure, never heard of anybody that says, then I'm thinking for the past 20 years, well, what? Everybody holds it's kosher. I mean, I always thought everybody holds it's possible. It's not even a machloket. I don't understand. Something is cuckoo. And at last he gets Rabbi Elazar ben Shammai to tell him, well, the truth is, it's about glory. Oh, thank God. I thought I was crazy. That's all that he's saying. So therefore, when he says, all he's saying is, look, I mean, at least I got some paslut. You know, shum psat paslut bo'olam, at least I don't have to think I'm crazy anymore. So I feel at least I'm back in a real world. I mean, this happens very often. You're going through it. You're going through a Gemara, and something seems absolutely insane. What do you mean? And then you find, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Shita asked the Kasha. Why everybody doesn't ask the Kasha, I don't know, but at least I know I'm not crazy, you know?
It doesn't usually bring someone to tears.
No. It didn't bring him to tears. It brought Rabbi Elazar, who saw how much Rabbi Yosef cared, to tears.
Okay, but still.
No, that about somebody else? Of course. What do you mean? If you would see this young man, not only walking in on time, but sitting there and brightening up because, oh my gosh, I've been thinking all night about this Kasha. It would bring you to tears. No, so the same thing happened over here. What's so Pella? There you go. Of course, he could use a shave, but other than that, it's...
I wasn't there
the day of
Shabbat on 15 hours about a math question.
I had
like a vision.
Lo yatzak, lo balal, velo patat, velo malach, velo hiniv, velo yish. Suppose we left out some very important parts of the action. Now, there's something strange about the organization of the Seder of the Mishnah here, as we're going to see. But it may be that the reason for the strange order is because we're not referring to what we usually refer to when we say these words. Let's say the word Yatzak. Now, there's actually three separate yitzikot. There is the Seder of the Mishnah, of the Minchas, we're going to see, is to put oil in a kli, put solat on top, put oil on top, mix, which is belila, and then to do yitzika again in the cases of, there are menachos that require a lot of additional oil on top, mishuchin b'shem, and even we need mishicha. So there is a general yitzika that comes before the belila. The belila is where I mix it all together, and I mix the oil with the solet. But this yitzika may be referring to the final yitzika, which is the pshat according to Rashi, that this is the yitzika achronah.
Only on the special one.
You know, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay, now, I mean, there's the other mefarshim in the Mishnah don't learn that way necessarily. Without Belila, we'll see why he talks about this because of the Gemara that follows in the Machloket. Lo balal, so that you didn't mix at all. You just left the oil there loosely with the solet. Lo patat, now remember that all of the baked minachot, which includes the ma'afei tanur and the minchat marchavat, the minchat marcheshat, although the shita brings a shita that holds that even the minchat solet afterward was required a petita after taking out, yeah, it's, okay, but this is not the standard way that we're going to learn to the Masechta, so we'll leave it just as the reference to the baked or fried minachot, you have to do petita afterwards. Petita means you take the pancake and you break it up into pieces. Or you take the chalot, the 10 chalot, which are either the matzah type of Sephardic matzah, the rikikim, Ashkenazic matzah, and you break them up into pieces. In this case, you were potate. You didn't do the petita at all, so that you have now a large challah that you have to do kmitza on, which means you're going to squish it with the kmitza rather than doing a standard type of petita. Lo malach, you didn't do the malicha. Now again, the order is a little bit, I mean, when would you do the malicha? The malicha would be done on the kmitza, the chora. There was also malicha could be done on the entire mincha, but before you bring it up to the mizbeach to be makter is when you do the malicha, if we're referring to malicha to Torah. Lo hinif, again, the tnufa, that was done on the mincha schatas, the mincha of the sota, or lohigish, you had to bring it up to the mizbeah before bringing it on the mizbeah. And in the case, osha patatan pitin mirubot, or the petita was done with pieces that were too large for petita. Now, this is a little bit strange because first it says lo patata at all, and then it says the petita were done with pieces that were left too large. large. We'll see. Remember, we talked earlier, we have a machloket, whether petita means to be machzir things to crumbs or whether it means breaking each piece into four separate pieces. So over here, you, let's say, broke it into two pieces. So the pitim are too large. Merubot in the sense of too large. The more we'll entertain the other possibilities, we'll see too many, which means too small. And we're also, of course, going to ask if petita isn't necessary at all, what's the difference what size the petita is? We'll ask that too. Volo mashkan. Now, not meshicha is a set. This is not to be confused with yitzika. Meshicha is that there's certain rikike matzot mishuchim bashamen, where you bedavka are making the ma'afet tanur with rikikin. You need an additional meshicha to actually spread the oil over the top of the mincha with your finger. And if you didn't do that, all of these cases, it would still be kosher.
It says lo balal velo, velo, velo.
Or, always means and or. Right, so now, it always means.
Right, but it doesn't separate. It impacts on the way we relate to what's being done.
Or?
Oh, I see.
My lo yatzak. Now, when you say there was no yatzika, you mean literally no yatzika at all? I mean, you're talking about there was no oil. Is that what you're saying? You never poured the oil. I mean, if that's what it means, lo yatzak klal, how could that be? I mean, there is ikuva that is mentioned. I mean, first of all, the mixing with the oil is mentioned numerous times in the Parsha Menachot. And remember, all the Menachot are compared to each other, which means that we have the doubling of the lashon of yatzika. Not to mention, of Shemin, I mean, not to mention that it also says mincha hi, and ever, whenever it uses the word hi, it always is definitive, it's this and nothing but this, so help me God. So, I mean, if that's the case, then how could you say without oil it would be kosher? Therefore, what it means is, must be, that lo yatzak means lo yatzak kohen, elazar. So that when it says lo yatzak, it means it wasn't done properly. There was oil, but it didn't follow the aveda of yitzika. There just was a mincha with oil. It was as if a robot put it there.
It means if there was no kohen, it's like it wasn't done.
No, it's kosher. It's exactly the opposite, saying it was kosher. But then, if that's the case, when you read the next part, let's say lo balal, would mean a zar did the belila and not a kohen. But had you not done belila at all, just as if you hadn't done yitzik at all and there was no oil, it would have been pasul. But that is not true. How do I know it's not true? Well, it's one of the most famous gemaras in history. And that is the discussion of the Mishnah. Come on. Kol haroi labila vilama kevet v'kosher. I mean, that's like, who doesn't know that one? That's an amazing principle. And that starts with the din, in which somebody who gives a neder of a mincha that was 61 esronot. The din is he has to bring 60 in one kli and one in another kli. Weird. And why is that? So the Mishnah continues, it's because shishim, up till 60 esronot, can be nivlalin in one container. But shishim ve'achad ein nivlalin. And therefore, you'd have to bring a maximum of 60 in one container, because you will not be able to be boila. Now, the standard relationship of the Shemen, the look to the Yisaron. The truth is that this really is a machloket. I mean, this is the way the Rambam paskins, and it's against the Das Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that even a mincha of shishim yisorein, you only put in one lug, and therefore the problem is the mixing with the oil, not the fact that for some strange reason only 60 can be mitbalil, despite the fact that it has exactly the same proportions. And this would be the way Rashi, in one of his pshatim, understands it, which is the first way that we explain it, because that's really what he assumes is the correct pshat, since that's the Rabbanan hold. That the issue is not how much oil, but rather what the maximum belila is in one container. And the other approach, which would be consistent with Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, is that in fact shishim is one lug shemen per shishim. You cannot be mevalel more than 60 in a lug shemen, and you can't add another lug shemen. Therefore, you need to bring another mincha of an isarim with a lug. And we asked, who cares? Lo balal, it's not lo balal. We asked from this Mishnah. Doesn't it say without blila, it's kosher? And listen, everybody bought into that question. I mean, nobody jumped up to say, no, that means lo balal kohen, elazar. This is like a classic discussion in which Rabbi Zera says the universal conclusion that any time a particular issue is not considered to be li'ikuva, that's only where at least theoretically it's achievable. But if it's not theoretically achievable, forget it. Then suddenly it becomes ikuva. And that becomes now the remarkable saying of kol haroi labila ein bila makevet. As long as you could have theoretically achieved bila, you don't need to. But if you can't even do it if you wanted to, then it's a problem. And that has applications all over Shas. And it's all built on the contradiction from our Mishnah, which you claim doesn't exist. Because you're saying the Mishnah over here doesn't say lo balal is kosher. The Mishnah is saying lo balal kohen it's kosher. But if lo balal, just like lo yatsak, doesn't mean you didn't put oil, it means a kohen didn't do the oil. So then the whole thing breaks down. I mean, surely our favorite statement couldn't break down, how could it? I mean, nobody ever thought of this before. And Rabbi Zera says, "Kol haroi labila ein bila ma keved bo, v'chol she'eino roi labila bila ma keved bo." Me the iron, says the Gemara. Just because lo yatsak means lo yatsak kohen elazar, lo balal has to mean the same thing. Lo balal means literally. How could he eat? Each one follows the rules for that particular thing. By lo yatsak, where the only possible explanation we have is lo yatsak kohen elazar, then that's what it means. But by lo balal, it means lo balal klal. Oshepatat pitim mirubot kishera. Now the next problem that we have, obviously, if hashta lo patat klal, if without any petit at all, it's kosher. Obviously, if it's petit merubot, me boy, certainly there's no chiddush in saying if the pieces were too big and you did too little petita, well, maybe petit merubot doesn't mean you did too little petita. Maybe it means you did too much petita. You busted it up into too small pieces. So my petit merubot, shiribat be petiti. Now that doesn't mean if you did too much, maybe enochinami. It would be possible. It's worse than not doing petit. Or you know what? Maybe it does mean exactly what it says. Let me tell you. Pitim, you think that that's just a logistical issue to get the chalot into smaller pieces. Well, I tell you, we have a real problem over here. Because you got to make up your mind. Is this a mincha ma'afet tanur that needs chalot? So how do you bust up the chalot? Then it's no longer chalot. Ela, the pshat is that the Torah offered you a din of a mincha ma'afet tanur of pitim. But suppose these are not pitim, they're hef chalot. You're going to call a hef chalot a chala? No. Are you going to call it a pitim? No. So what is it? Puzzle. It's not a mincha ma'afev chalot, and it's not a mincha pitim. That's what I would have thought. So ma'o de tema, look, you can have a din of pitim that the Torah called mini chalot, you know? So ma'o de tema, I would say, look, in a case where you've got the non-petit at all. So there you have Torah chalot, okay. So at least it's a chalot. But over here it's neither. You busted up the chal, and it's not called chalot. It's big pieces, so you can't call it petitim. So what is it? Hachadolav Torah chalotika, v'lav Torah petitinika, I might think it's puzzle. Therefore the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush, that even if I have big pieces, and they're not chalot, they still come under the rubric petitim. Or perhaps they don't destroy the nature of chalot. This has a lot to do with Lecha Mishnah, what to do in cases where you don't have a whole challah. Is there still an inyan of Lecha Mishnah or not? In other words, you take two pieces of a challah and say that that has a din. This is a whole discussion with the Netziv. Used to do that. Somebody would come into his Suda late and he didn't have a challah. He would give them two pieces. So all of the Slabotka Talmidim would follow that psak. And my grandfather said, so always used to do that. No, of course not. But if you don't have Lecha Mishnah, you don't have a Shleimus, at least take two petiti. But that was dependent on how you learned the sugya. Does it still have a din of chalot? Is it lecha mishnah or it doesn't have a shemlet? All right. Leimu matnitin de loka Rabbi Shimon. Says the mission, now that you're saying this, and here is another one of these brilliant moves in which just as we're about to start the dinim of all of the logistics of the mincha, we finish discussing the psulim hachshava and pigol, which is what we did in Zvach, and then we get to the actual dinim of the zevach, we get to the actual dinim of the mincha. How are we going to teach somebody all the dinim of the mincha? Very simple. We'll ask Akasha, in which our mission is Delok Rabbi Shimon. And why is our Mishnah the Loka Rabbi Shimon? Because our Mishnah says that you can get away without, we just said, without the Balila entirely. And yet Rabbi Shimon says that Kol Kohen, She'eno Modeh Ba'Avodah, Eino Chelek Pekuna. If there's any element of the Avodah, of the Bnei Aharon, that a Kohen denies and refuses to have anything to do with, he gets no rights to any of the Matanot Kuna. Shinema Hamakriva Dama Shlamim Vetachelev Mibnei Aharon. So he has to be part of the overall lifestyle, belief, and way of working in the Beit HaMikdash of Bnei Aharon, which means he's modeh b'avodah. Then lo tiyeh, then he gets the rights to the mana. So modeh b'avodah, yesh lo chelek b'kuna. Eino modeh b'avodah, ein lo chelek b'kuna. Now you might think this is only makriv. Et Dama Shlamim and the Chelev. No, there's 15 other things he's got to be murdered in, you see. How about all 15 Avodot?
The Limud is from Bnei Aharon.
Most learn the Limud is from Bnei Aharon. Everybody's murdered that Bnei Aharon is certainly the Limud for the entirety of the 15 Avodot. Because all the things that require Bnei Aharon. But the Torah Tamima learns, speaking of the Netzim, the Torah Tamima learns, and many follow that from before him, that the limud of the actual din of Inu Moda Bavoda is from Bnei Aharon, to be like the Bnei Aharon. He doesn't do ironing. No. Not Moda means he says, I don't do Yitzikas. You can get somebody else to do that. So how do we know when it comes to... I mean, it's exactly, this is what a misharet is. The moment a misharet tells you, I don't do ironing, that's not the misharet that you want. You want a misharet. You know, don't start telling me what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. How do we know all 15 avodot, which include yitzikot, bililot, pititot, milichot, tenufot, hagashot, kimitzot, haktarot, milikot, kabalot, hazaot, and don't forget ashkat, sota, don't forget the arif of the egla rufa, don't forget dealing with the tarat mitzorah and getting your fingers all dirty, dipping birds into blood and stuff like that. And then there's always nisiut kapayim, whether that nisiut kapayim is in the azorah, out of the azorah. All of that stuff is part of being a Ben Aharon. Now, you want in, you got to come in all the way. You don't want in, don't tell me you don't do ironing. Minai. Tamud lomar bi Bnei Aharon, avodah mesura l'Bnei Aharon. Kol kohen she'eino modeh bo, ein lo chelek b'kuna. Okay? It seems to me, by the way, I must tell you, that this is a raya that the limud, the original limud, is not from Bnei Aharon. But it's an understanding of Hamakriv et Dama Shlamim et Achelev, since that doesn't mean literally, because we find that any Kohen can share in that, and that all of these things are mechulik to all of the Bnei HaMishmar. So then why does it say lo yeh? And we have another pasuk that teaches me that you have to be royal avodah, lo yeh. So this must be someone who is part of the person who's ready to do such things, lo yeh. The Bnei Aharon just clarifies what things? Only this? The hakrova, the imurim, and the zrikas adam, kamashuan, anything that Bnei Aharon have to do. Fine, but in any event, let's continue. This implies that according to Rabbi Shimon, since he's calling these Kohanic Avodot, then indeed they would be Ma'akev. Right? You're saying that actually it's all right, and it would be, if a czar did it, it would be kosher. Omer of Nachman, that's not a problem. It depends whether you're talking about a Minchat Kohen or you're talking about a Minchat Yisrael. If you're talking about a Minchat Yisrael, so there we have the pasuk, the Kamatz HaKohen, where we learned out, just like Vikri, by the Izvachim, at Mikabola Ve'elech, so to the Kamatz is Mikmitza Ve'elech. But how about a Minchat Kohen where there is no Kmitza? But the entire thing is put on the Mizbeah. Then what? Obviously, we don't have that drasha. If we don't have that drasha, then Inokinami, it would be true that everything would be needed to be done by a Kohen. And that's where Rabbi Shimon was referring to. If you are not moda that Bnei Aharon have to be the ones that are going to do the Belila, Yitzika, and so on. Yes, that's very true. Because there are Karbanot Mincha, in which there's no Kmitza, and there needs to be the Belila and Yitzika, Yidei Kohen. How do you like that? So Minchat Yisrael, Debat Kmitza Yi. If the words V'kamatza Kohen make sense in the context, such as a Minchat Yisrael, where there is Kmitza, so then indeed, Mikmitza Velo Kmitza, and that would teach us that Yitzik and Blil are kosher by a czar, and therefore they wouldn't be included in these 15 avodot. But in Minchat Kohanim, where it never says anything about doing Kmitza, how could the posik of the Kamatz HaKohen be referring to a Minchat Kohen where there's no Kmitza at all? Therefore, we'd be left with no alternative but to say, well, how do we know when the kuhuna kicks in? Must be that the entire Mincha is to be done by the kuhuna. And therefore, mi korabai kuhuna. Omar Le Rava, I find that very difficult to believe. I mean, how do we know that a Minchat Kohanim requires Yitzika at all? Meheicha it Rabe Li Yitzika. Where does it say that it needs Yitzika? The only time it says Yitzika is in the context of a typical Mincha V'Yisrael, V'Yatzaka Le Hashem, and then V'Kamatza Kohen. So that means the Yitzika itself should be dependent in V'Hevi'al B'nei Aharon HaKohanim V'Kamatz Misham Alokum Tzor. That's the next pasuk. So the first pasuk says v'yatzaka lehashemen v'natana lelevona, and then it says v'viya el bnei Aharon haKohanim v'kamatz. So I ask you, if that's the case, it should be only the cases of v'kamatz that require it at all. So we're going to be derish later on in the Masechta that from the extra words v'yatzakta lehashemen that comes to the word that adds mincha, he is to be marba o menachot, even a minchat kohen. But how could you possibly say that if the makor of the din of the yitzika bichlal is the din of a minchas yisrael, where we learn out that it does not require a kohen? So for God's sake, how are you going to say it's a different din of a minchas kohen? I just don't understand it. Where could you get the din that it would be only doable by a kohen? We'd have to also conclude, so mahatam k'sher abizar, afachanam k'sher abizar. That was one approach. There was another approach which we didn't quite say it like this, that the difference is minchat kohen versus minchat Yisrael. The reason that we wouldn't say it that way is because there are other cases where you don't need kibitzah. So I don't need minchat kohen, you don't need kibitzah. How about a minchat nisachim, which is brought entirely on the mizbeah? There's no kibitzah in minchat nisachim, it's very common. So any time that you're going to bring a carbon, that's b'chuyif to bring nisachim. There's no kibitzah. And that was the other lashon. Kan benikmatzot. Those minachot that are nikmatzot, indeed the Kamatz HaKohen tells me that Yitzik and Blil would be kosher bazaar. But how about minachot that are not nikmatzot at all? And that would include now minchat nesachim and minchat kohanim, of course. How would we know that over there it would require that the kohen is only required from kmitza? Must be that there in Achinami. The whole thing is done by a kohen. Omar Le Rava, and in this lesson, Michte, She'enan Nikmatzot Mechai Trabel Yitzika. How do we know there's Yitzika of Shemen at all? By the Minchat Nesachim and by the Minchat Kohanim from the Menachot that are Nikmatzot. So then if that's the case, it has to be the same din as the Nikmatzot. Ki Nikmatzot, Mahatam Kishera Bizar, Afachanami Kishera Bizar. Anyway, you still haven't explained to me how it is that the Mishnah can work out a Levit Rabbi Shimon. Because there's now, I've showed you, there's no difference between types of menachas in which some of them would require a kohen for Yitzhak and Belila. Okay, so I give up. Elamach Vartamat Nitin Dolok Rabbi Shimon. I'll have to accept the original suggestion that really the Mishnah is not going out a Levit Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now, my taima, the Rabbanan, what indeed is the svar of the Rabbanan, who now are the authors of our Mishnah, and they say that Yitzika is kosher by a zar, because they say, look, the Torah says, V'yatzaka le'a shemen, v'natana le'a levona, and only then v'heviyal b'nei Aharon HaKohen v'kamat. That shows me that mitzvah ve'elech mitzvat kuna, which teaches us that anything prior to kmitza, such as the Yitzika and the Belila, all of those things are kosher bizarre. And what does Rabbi Shimon do about that? I mean, it does say that only then maybe al b'nei Aharon HaKohen. Ah, Rabbi Shimon says that the b'nei Aharon, where we use the word v'lakach HaKohen, and we're supposed to now give it, this is the whole entire, v'yal b'nei Aharon HaKohanim v'kamatz misham, that now is a pasuk that has a word that can be understood as referring to what was before and referring to what was after. So since it says in the next pasuk, as we said before, you have Yatzaka LaHashemen, V'natana LaLevona, V'Eviyal B'nei Aharon HaKohanim, V'Kamatz Misham V'lo Kumtzo. That V'Kamatz Misham V'lo Kumtzo, the word Kohen, or Kohanim, is Nidrash Lefanav as well. And therefore, since the pasuk can be referring to V'Kamatz Misham, from this point on, V'Kamatz Misham, from this point on, HaKohanim, it also means V'Yatzak Alem HaKohanim, V'Kamatz Misham HaKohanim. So it goes back to the Pasuk before as well. Really? I thought Rabbi Shimon was famous for holding that we don't darshan a pasuk lefanav. V'saber Rabbi Shimon mikra nidrash lefanav alacharav. V'atanya, do we not have that very machlokas about v'lakach hakohen midama chatat be'etzba'o v'natan al karnot mizbech ha'ola? Now, the question over there is, the be'etzba'o, which we know always refers to his right finger, right? So, we darshan this in both directions. Be'etzba'o goes back on the v'lakach hakohen, which means that you need Kabbalah with etzba, which is yamin. That means that the hand that you use for Kabbalah is the right hand. V'natan means that the netina of the dam needs to be with his right finger. Shalotei netina ela b'yamin. The problem is the Rebbe Shimon disagrees. And he says, now wait a minute. It doesn't say the word etzba on the lakicha. It says it after the word of the lakicha. So it's only be'etzba'o v'natan, not v'lakach be'etzba'o. In which case Rebbe Shimon is making a really strong stand about saying that even where in the context of the pasuk is using now be'etzba'o, it would appear to anybody that it's coming to define the lakicha, that no, it's all a matter of placement. And if etzba'o is mentioned afterwards, then the etzba'o is only referring to what comes after, never to what comes before. And you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that the pasuk is actually kohen, in this case, applying to the previous pasuk of the Yitzika. And that's outrageous. Rabbi Shimon is bedafka saying the opposite. Even in that case where it says v'lakach be'etzba'o, koshkein, in this case where it seems crazy to say mikra nidrash lefanav, it says ve'viala kohanim. I mean, so you're telling me I didn't bring it to them yet, but they were there, they were doing it. Well, what is that? So how could you possibly say this? You mean? And Rabbi Shimon says, does it say anything about Kabbalah? It only says the etzba after that. I mean, after all, surely you don't mean v'lakach hakohen be'etzba'o in terms of v'lakach the Kabbalah, which isn't done with an etzba anyway, is it? It's done with a hand. So does it say anything about a hand for Kabbalah? No. And therefore, it would be kosher with a zar. It'd be kosher with an improper Kabbalah. Meaning there's no yamin. Keep up a small kosher. And Abai explains over there that the machloket, the Tadakam, and the Rebbe Shimon is about whether mikra nidrash lefanav alachrav. So how can you tell me that over here he holds ve'evial b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim ve'kamatz ha'kohen is referring back to the previous pasuk? Sorry, you're right. It's not because mikra nidrash lefanav. It's because of the vav of ve'evial b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim connects the previous discussion to the after discussion. So the ve'evial with the vav, it's mosif al inyan rishon, and it turns the whole thing into one long story of the ben Habakar. Yeah, we're right now. The savar Rabbi Yehuda laniach midamon lemachar divrei hakol pasul ve'atanya omar Rabbi kishalachti lematzot midotai etzer Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa. Yosef, k'mdomani shalo kivanenu shmatoteinu adata. Amalo, Rabbi, ein. Elo sh'Rabbi Yehuda posil shanali, and I've been going nuts. V'chazarti akol tamidav. U'bikashti lichaver v'lo matzati. At last, t'achshav sh'shanita li pasul, hechazarta li avidati. Zogui navdma otshra v'lozer ben shamoa. Amar sh'chem tamidei chachamim, שדברי תורה חביבים, חביבים עליכם ביותר. קרא לה במקרא הזה, מה אהבתי תורתך כל היום משיחתי. But actually what happened to you, Yosef, is that on the place of Rabbi Yehuda, who was your Rebbe, was Benosh Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Loi was Tamidosh Rabbi Eliezer, לפיך שרה לו משנת Rabbi Eliezer. Now, here's my raya. איס הגדאי דברי הכל פסולה תנאיה, so how could he have said Yichzarta li avidati? That's obviously not what he was told. He was telling him Plukta ka'amale. Ah, come on. And what do you think he said? Kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Posel. That's what he told him. See, Yochi, my, the whole business, Mipneish, Rabbi Yudah, Bados, Rabbi Loi, etc., etc. What, and we don't learn a plukta? No, no, me plukta komatina. What about the bright that we had before? Elo leolam divrei hakol pasula tonight. Umay hechezarta leavedati. Dohoda le mia shum paslut baolam. Lo yatzak, lo balal, lo patat, velo malak, lo iniv. Lo higish, o shepetatan pitim rubot, or lo mashkan kishera. My lo yatzak. That couldn't be. I mean, he could have activity. Elo lo yatsa koin alazar. But if that's the case, Yochi lo balal would also mean lo balal koin alazar. Mashma, that if in fact lo balal klal would be possible. But as you know, we have the famous Mishnah. Vatran shishim are nivalim, but shishim ve'achad are not nivalim. Vavinuva, kienam nivalim, I have it. V'atnan lo balal kishera, and Rabbi Zera said his famous mimer over there, that kol ha-roi le-bila in bila ma-kevet bo, v'chor she'eno roi le-bila bila ma-kevet bo. No, mide aire, ha-kedihita, ha-kedihita. Lo yatzak means lo yatzak reno al-azar, but lo balal means lo balal klal. O she-patatam pitim rubot kishera, I don't understand. If lo patat at all, it's kosher. So obviously, pitim mirubot are kosher. No, maybe my pitim mirubot means there are too many pititim. So maybe they're no longer called pititim; they're just called stamp crumbs. Viboyteima lo lam pitim mirubot mamash. Look, at least if you didn't do anything, you still have a torat chalot aleihem. But here they're not chalot, but they're not yet pititim. So therefore, they're just broken. Kamash malanda, nonetheless, it's kosher. Lema matni tin delok Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon omer, ko kohen sheino modeh ba'avodah, ein lo chelek bekuna shema hamakriv et hamashlamim, vet hachelek mimnei Aharon lo tia shoka yamin lemana. So modeh ba'avodah, yesh lo chelek bekuna, ein lo modeh ba'avodah, ein lo chelek bekuna. Now, you might think it means dafka, makriv et hamashlamim and et hachelek. How do you know there are about 15 different avodot, including the yitzikot and the blilot and the petitot and the melichot and the tumfot and the agashot and the kmitzot and the haktarot and the melikot and the kabbalot and the hazaot and hashkat sotah and the rifat eglaruf and the tarat mitzorah and the siut kapayim, maybe bifnim, maybe bachutz, minayim, tamud lamar, mi bnei aron, any avodah mizrah lebnei aron, only Nachan, that's not such a problem. There are menachot in which Belila, in fact, is only done by a kohen. And that's a menachat kohenim. And then there's a menachat Yisrael, where the kohen only clicks in after kmitza. Menachat Yisrael, the bat kmitza, he says that we have a kamatza kohen teaching us. Mikmitza ve'elach mitzvat kuna, limed ayetziku Belila shekshera bizar. Minchat koanim de lav bat kmitzayi, so mi koraboy kuna. Omalei rova mikte, minchat koanim echit rabbi li etzika bi minchat Yisrael. Ma hotam kshera bezar fachanami kshera bezar. Ikere amrum rav kana lo kasha. Kan be nikmatzot, kan be she'in nikmatzot, including the minchat nesachim. Omalei rova mikte, she'in nikmatzot mechit rabbi li etzika mi nikmatzot. If that's the case, they need to be kin nikmatzot. Ma hatam k'shera bezar, v'chanam k'shera bezar. Ela machvarta, that indeed matnitin telok Rabbi Shimon. What indeed is taimed Rabbanan? Omar krov yatzak ala ha-shemen, v'natan ala ha-levona, v'eviyah el b'nei aharon ha-kehanim. So this teaches us, v'nen v'kamatza kohen, that means v'sham, it's only for k'mitza v'elach is mitzvat kuna, which teaches that Yitzika B'lil or K'shera Bizar. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Al-Acharav, to tell me that the Kohen goes back on the V'yatzak. V'sava Rabbi Shimon, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Al-Acharav, V'atani V'lakach HaKohen Midan HaKhatat Be'etzbo V'natan Al-Karnot HaMizbeach. This is only Be'etzbo V'lakach, but no more than that. M'lam Shal Kabbalah L'Biyamin. Bet Spovinatan, there too. Only be a mean. says Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't say anything about Yad B'Kabbalah. It says only Betzpa'o in reference to preparation for Nitina. So therefore, Kibel B'Smo would be kosher. And Abai explained, B'Mikra Nidrash L'Fanam Alach Ravka Miflaget. Ela, I know time of the Rabbi Shimon, V'Hevi Yala Kohen, Vav Nosiv Alinyan Rishon, to include the Kohen for Yitzikah. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Hi. Oh. President, okay, we're holding today, right in the middle of the sugya. The mice were on the bottom line, line above the bottom line on the Zion on the base. And let me remind you.
That means the beginning of Daf Yomi Shimon.
Let me remind you what the issue is over here. The Mishnah said that according to Rebbe Eliezer, posel if it was lechol darko she'in is lechol davar she'in darko lechol lahakti davar she'in darko lahakti. We went ahead and we said what's his reasoning, and we learned it out from a pasuk. Imei achel yeachel ashnei achilas akosim medader kemper achilas adam achilas mizbeach. So that implied that it was a diraisa. But we asked that it seems that everybody, or at least there's one approach that says, and it was Rabbi Yochanan who said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are not chayav koras on this because it's really only a drabanan. So the assertion was made that it's a machlokas, whether according to Rabbi Eliezer, don't get confused with Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoah, we're not talking about it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, is it a diraisa that it's still pigal even if it's a dover shein darko lechol? Is it only gezeres rabbanan? Now that itself is a machlokas tanoim. How do we prove that it's a machlokas tanoim? So we had this braisa, and let's even review the braisa quickly. The braisa is one line up in the middle of the page. The Tanya hashochet et hazeva lishtot midamo lemachar lakir mibsaro lemachar lechol miyamur av lemachar. So the first part of Bryce talks about lahakti davar shein darko lahakti, to be makti the boss of a shlomi, or lechol davar shein darko lechol, to drink the blood of the korban. Kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posel just like in our Mishnah. Lahaniach midamo lemachar. How about leaving the blood till tomorrow, not doing anything with it, not putting it on the mizbeach, not drinking it? No. No makshevas achila, no makshevas haktora. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. Oma Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoah, hafizo Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachamim makshivim. The case of laniach midamo lemachar is also machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim, just like Rechol Davar Shein Darko Rechol is a machlokas. Now, we proved yesterday that obviously Rabbi Yehuda has got to be saying Yeshita Aliba de Rabbi Elazar and not of the Rabbi Eliezer and not Aliba de Rabbanan. Because Aliba de Rabbanan, if you said I'm going to drink the blood tomorrow, it's kosher. So how could it possibly be possible if you said you're going to leave the blood tomorrow? If you're going to drink the blood tomorrow, you're also going to leave the blood till tomorrow. So he couldn't have been saying, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, that it's possible, because Rabbanan said even to drink the blood is going to be kosher. Therefore, he must have been speaking, I'll leave to Rabbi Eliezer. And yet, if that's the case, what is the meaning of Rabbi Elazar's assertion? Well, Rabbi Eliezer would have said the same thing over here, that it would have been possible. I just said that, friends. I just said that it would be possible. I said it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, right? Okay. Your mind is elsewhere.
So then that means, what instrument is that?
There's a keyboard. It says it's a line.
A keyboard.
There's a consequence of Shabbat. Maybe they still need to sound check.
So this would be a repetition, unless that itself is the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda. Is how to understand Rabbi Eliezer. Did Rabbi Eliezer say your chayas karas? Or apizu? No, neither of the cases. The cases are exactly alike. The gezeres rabbanan and apizu in this case also. He said it's possible, just like in the first case. Rabbi Yehuda was learning in the first case it's a fee of karas. That's what we said yesterday, in order to bring a riot, that there's a machlokas about the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Is it the Yeraisa drop on it? Today the Gemara wants to be there for this. Says the Gemara three lines up from the bottom, lo, that's not the machlokas. The really it could be the kuliyama koris leka. All of the shitas in Rabbi Eliezer agree that there is no koris in these cases where you were going to eat a dovish ein dark lecha. Or be mocked or davishing back to the heart. The point over here.
It's not midiraita.
It's not midiraita. And there's the explanation of the Braisa as to the three levels, the Chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Eliezer's assertion about Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, it's three machlokes, but not what you're saying. Here's the machlokes. The Tanna Kamma that presents the first case. In the first case is le'achol davash ein da lishtot et adam la'akriv et habasar l'machar, right? They hold that that's the only machlokes v'hanak leikim l'hania, but as far as the thought about leaving the blood till tomorrow, that's not a psul at all. It's neither to be makriv nor is it to be le'achol. There is no such pigul as l'hania. So according to the Tanna Kamma that presents the first two shitas, the Chachomim and Rebbe Eliezer, there's no machlokas b'laniach, there's only a machlokas in lishtot et hadam. Rebbe Yehuda, who is the middle shita, he holds that actually the opposite is the case. And if you're talking about drinking the blood, or you're talking about being makriv the basar, that's where you have a machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim, as to whether it needs to be a dovish and darka v'achos. But when it comes lahania, I taina everybody is made that it's possible. Why? Because there is a pasuk which I am derish, and we had this in Tzvachim, to show that there is a machshava called machshevet hinua. But the same way there's a because the neiser is mentioned twice, and he darshens one of the psukim on neiser that if im eno inyan. To actual nicer when you left the Don, Tneu Inyan Lamakshevis Inuach, which is basically the same idea that we had by that it doesn't mean actually by Yom HaShlishi, it means the Makshava of the Yom HaShlishi. So he's finding it's exactly the same thing when it comes to the Meinia. If you have a Makshava to be Meinia, everybody is made it. That's a new type of pagan. Definitely possible. My timer. In the case, however, where you had a machsheves hinuach, a part of the dam, over there, everybody agrees that it's also possible because a gzeira miktatamo atu koldamo, the koldamo psilo viraisa. If you have a machsheva to leave some blood, since we're all agreed that if you leave, the smell is just horrible. If you leave all of the blood, it would be possible midiraisa. So, Titania, Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda, Iyatem odim lishim hinichu l'machar shepasul. Would you not be moded that if l'maisa you left all of the dam till tomorrow? Because zevach is possible, because you didn't do anything with the dam, right? Now the dam is all possible lina. Chishev lanichu l'machar nami possible. So I'm tining the machshava of leaving it tomorrow is also possible, and that in Zvokin you learned that from a pasuk. That's the second shita. So they're mamish opposites. The first shita in the Braisa holds nobody thinks he knew off his pigul. He knew off his nothing. Either you did leave it, or you didn't leave it. What's his machshava?
But the machlokas is in a case of achila, of something that isn't really to eat. Rebbe Yehuda is no, on the contrary. By hinuach, everybody agrees that it's possible, not that it's kosher. The only machlokas is if you're going to eat something that's not roy to eat, it's not called a machshavas achila. But if you're going to leave it, and you're talking about hinuach, that's a valid machshava. It's a possible, not as pigul, but it's certainly a psul. Comes along Rabbi Elazar to say that Ap Bezu Rabbi Eliezer Posil B'Chachamim Machshirim. Rabbi Yehuda, you're right partially, and Chachamim, you're right partially. The truth is that the same machlokas that we find B'Negea Lechol Dovah She'im Darko Lechol, we find in the case of Hinua. So it comes out the Tanna Kamma holds everyone agrees Lahaniyah is a joke. Rabbi Yehuda says everyone agrees Laniach is definitely possible, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoah says the same machlokes that we have about Davar Shadarka Le'achol between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is true of Hinuach as well. Those are the three shitas. But according to this, no one holds that there is a fee of Koris on a machshava lishtot et adam, so that you cannot bring me a riot. That there is a sheet in Rabbi Eliezer that holds the rice, and a sheet that holds the Rabbana. Now, says the Gemara, but wait a second. How can you claim that Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? Everybody agrees that a machshava just to leave the blood around makes it possible? The Atanya, that this is a beautiful story. And that by hearing the story, it's a very strange thing. By hearing this story, we discover that that couldn't have been what Rabbi Yehuda said, even though it had nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda in the sense of the story. But time. The Maaser that's brought is brought in a price. That Rebbe says, I once had a Maaser where Kishalachti Limatzot Midotai Etz Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamoah. I went. Now, there's two ways of understanding Limatzot Midotai. Limatzot means to squeeze out. To squeeze out, if the girsa is midotai, we'll see there's another girsa in a moment, midotav, but it means to squeeze out every last bit of the sveikas that I had in Torah. I was going to get them from the Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah. Or others say, lematzot midotav, v'shor Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah. I'm going to squeeze out everything I could get out of Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah, the way he learned things. That's just, by the way, an aside. That Tosis points out that it's very strange because Rebbe himself talks about a Maisa in Yevamos that he went to learn by Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah. You'll remember the Lashon, a very strange Lashon over there. And all of his Talmidim came pecking around me the way Tarnagolim come pecking in it. They wouldn't let me get near him. So they were trying to protect Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah from Rebbe's usurpation of all of his Torah. So how does it say over here? They said they didn't let him go learn by Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah. This is mechalik between learning from somebody or being matzot midotah. Whatever. It's an interesting aside. In any event, Rebbe reports, I came there and I find matzati Yosef Ababli Yoshev Lefanav. I find Yosef Ababli sitting there learning with Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah. Vayachaliv lo v'yoter, he was mamish, they had the most fantastic relationship. Adliachat, until it came to one issue. That's the way Rashi learns. The Tosus learns, and this is so amazing, the Tosus says, that Adliachat means the same thing as in Aramaic, when you want to say something is very, very great. You say Lachada, which means Be'od. But Lachada means Lechada, to one, which is Adliachat. You see, so in Hebrew, the equivalence of lachata would mean until unification, so to speak. So when something is very, very close, it's lachata. He views the ad lachata as being a translation of the Aramaic lachata into Hebrew. It's very, very interesting. In any event, the way Rashi learns it means literally ad lachata. They were getting along just famously. Until it came to one thing. And what was that one thing? Yosef Ababli asked Rebbe Elazar ben Shamoah, Rebbe, Hashochet et hazevach la'aniyat midamono machar ma. What's the din if you have a machshavas hinuach, which of course is our topic? Amalo kasher. Arvit amalo, yes, and again. Arvit amalo kasher. Shachrit, yes, and again. What's with you, Yosef, man? Kasher. Tzoraim, yes, and again. Says, what's the matter? You can't hear? Kasher. Mincha, yes, and again. And this time, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoa answers, Kasher, but Rabbi Elazar said it's possible. Tzav, upon him, Yosef, suddenly his face turns bright. Ah, this is what I've been waiting for. Now, Rabbi Elazar took that to mean, all right, you don't want to openly say, I don't know what I'm talking about. You pushed me until you got the halakha straight for me because I was wrong the whole time, because really it's like Rabbi Elazar. So he says, Yosef, kimidumani shalof kivnanu shmuatinu adata. I mean, it appears that until now I didn't know what I was talking about. So now suddenly you're happy. I mean, I thought you were learning by me, not I'm learning by you. Omarlo, Rabbi Hain is the Gears Meshitim Mekubetz. No, Chas V'Shalom, of course I accepted the way you said the halakha in the first place. The reason that I'm so happy is because when I learned by Rabbi Yehuda, he taught me that Machashiv La'aniach Midom Alamocha Pasul. I know he taught me that. And yet, Chazarti al kol talmidav, I have asked every Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda to back up my contention that Rabbi Yehuda claimed it was possible. V'lo matzat, I couldn't find one person to back me up. Now either I'm crazy or they're all crazy. I've been running around for years trying to figure out what the heck happened. I know that he told me possible, and yet I can't find anybody who's willing to admit it. Akshav sheshanita v'pasul. Now you told me possible. Finally, I hear somebody's ready to say it's possible. You have given back to me something I lost years ago, and I've been looking for it ever since. Started to cry. To see a person who feels he's been looking for a pearl that he lost for 20 years, I couldn't find anybody to tell me that. Look how happy he is. Kora alava mikrata. Ma ahavti torateka kol hayom yisimati. You know how this happened, that Rabbi Yehuda taught you possible. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the son of Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rabbi Eloi was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So he taught you Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that I just kept pushing me. So I told you Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is Elis Rabbi Eliezer Apostle. He undoubtedly taught you Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, which Lamaisa we just proved on the day that he must have been going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. And he was saying, Afilo Makshavati Nua is Apostle. Now everything fits in your life. Now, coming back to our circuit.
What's your connection between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer and Shemuel? Does that have any connection before this?
No. What do you mean a connection? They had a connection to Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Eloi. This is Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi.
And
his father learned by Rabbi Eliezer. So you see how through the Zeres it was chodesh to him because he had gotten it from his father's Rebbe. Now, getting back to our sugya. What did Rabbi Yehuda say to Yosef Abba? If what you're saying is correct, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody is Maida, that's what you said, that Rabbi Yehuda she says that everybody is Maida, that a Machshavas Hinuach is possible. And if that's how he differs from Rabbi Elazar ben Shammoa, who holds that it's a Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and a Chachami, whether a Machshavas Hinuach is possible, right? But if that's what Rabbi Yosef HaBavli had heard from Rabbi Yehuda, why was he happy? He had heard from Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees that it's possible. He finally gets Rabbi, when he comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Shammoa, to tell him, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's possible. That's not what he was taught. He was taught according to everybody, it's possible. So, I mean, why is he happy? He never found anybody yet to back up his contention as to what Rabbi Yehuda told him. So how can you claim that Rabbi Yehuda held that everybody would have said it's possible? That's the question that we have. So out of the story, we end up with a problem in our appreciation of Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's see that inside. If you hold that he said to Yosef Ababli that not only is Makshavas Yinuach Pasol, but that it's Yinuach Ledivrei HaKol, which is what now Abaye was claiming is the case, so then Mayev Zatuli Avedate, why did he say, oh, you finally gave me back my lost pearl? I mean, he also said that it was a machlokas, so he wasn't helping him, really. So he says, I don't understand. And what do you think he said to him? So fine, let's say he didn't say Divrei HaKol. What did he say? That it's a machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and between the Chachamim? That's what he said? And that's why he was happy? Then in what sense did he ever have an Aveda? I don't understand. We haven't finished a bracha. We just touched on that. That Rebbe Eliezer holds that definitely not Shabbos Yinuach is possible. This is old time stuff. I mean, this is already clear from the Mishnah. I mean, why was he saying he had an Aveda? There was no Aveda. Let's read that inside. Elamai. Quote, Kasher Rebbe Eliezer Pasu, unquote. Atnaya, is that what Rebbe Yehuda said to him? Is that what you think? Siyoki, my ha mipnei. So then I don't understand. What's this whole discussion? Ooh, it must be that it's Chaviv Alech Biyoter, and that's what he said was the halacha. What do you mean? He didn't say it was the halacha. He simply said over a machlokas that you know about. We're not saying anything different. I mean, we're also saying it's a machlokas. So he said it's a machlokas. He didn't say it's a machlokas. I don't understand what is it, therefore, that is new over here. Clearly, he must have said it's possible. So what was the meaning of quotes? Oh, I'm so happy you got me back my Aveda. The Hadalai that he supposedly gave him back. That's the pshat that at least near Shumpatz was Ba'ola. Everybody's running around talking as if, Laniach, what a joke. Laniach, who holds Laniach as a problem? Now, I remember hearing Laniach as a problem going to everybody. If at least you turn around and say, oh, according to Rebbe Eliezer, finally, I know I'm not crazy. You want to tell me it's a machlokas, and in that Rebbe Yehuda was wrong. Okay, Mamela. But I really thought that I must be crazy. I mean, I'm listening to two extremes in my life. Everybody else is joking and saying, what are you talking about? Who ever heard of a machlokas in Yehuda? Rebbe Yehuda told me, what do you mean? Machlokas in Yehuda is a basic. Everybody agrees with machlokas in Yehuda. I'm asking you again and again, and I'm embarrassed to say it. I'm like, what's the din about Linor? Every time you tell me it's crushing, I can't believe it. You sure? What's the din about Linor? Well, Rebbe Eliezer, oh, thank God. That's the meaning of the story. But ain't nothing on me, according to Rebbe Yehuda. It was Divrei HaKol, it would be possible. Yes, the Machshevet, Linor, will pass the Korban, similar to a Machshevet's people.
It's not really
legal. No, it's not legal to be
Machayev. The other version is that it would be completely kosher.
The version of the Tanakhama is that nobody would discuss Inua. Wow, well, what's Inua? The Torah
kosher.
Said either eating or Hakfara.
Completely kosher.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah. We're doing it again.
I think that the Machshav of Bina would be this.
Yes. Basically, except that the word Lahaniach means all of the Dham.
Means what?
All of the Dham. That's what Rav Yehuda was timing. So that this becomes now a Machshavas Mina of something, when it comes to the Dham. Some of the Dham would be a Gezerah up to all of the Dham, which he, as I said earlier, learns from a Potik in the repetition of Noser. So he holds the repetition of Noser means that there's a concept of Noser being a Machshava Psul, in the same way that Achila's repetition is a Machshava's Achila Psul rather than an actual Achila Psul.
And even had all the Dham, only had what they could
get. Yeah, but if you leave all the Dham, it means you're not going to do Azrika, is what you're thinking. You're not going to do anything with it. Ahanokah, some of the Dham, really is unimportant, as you're saying. I mean, they never use all of it, who cares? Right? You don't need all of the Dham. Although we dash it called Dham or Shopar, but obviously, you know, it's not an equivalent to Zrika. Let's try that again.
Such the Heilige Mishnah.
Lo Yatzak, Lo Balal, Lo Bitet, Lo Malach, Lo Hiniv, Lo Higish. Now suppose you did not do the Yitzika. Now the Yitzika is not the same thing as the initial pouring out of the oil into the mincha. First you mix the oil, you pour oil down, you add flour, you mix it together, which is belula, and then on top you pour additional oil, which is the yitzika. Belila is the actual, but obviously when we say lo yatzak, we don't mean you didn't pour the oil in, because you need to have the entire muk shemen there. It's just that you put it in first, you didn't leave anything over to put on in the end.
What does the belila do first then?
Well, probably, because you need to, the place in which your lo yatzak is where you pour in the original oil. Yeah. So that there's nothing left for yitzika. So in other words, the guy is pouring in the oil, and he poured, and sorry, and he, what did you do? You didn't leave over anything for yitzika. Oh, well, what can you do? So then lo balal is you didn't mix the flour and the oil. Lo pitate. Petita is nogea those menochas that are either mafe tanur, or they're machavat, or marcheshet, where they're baked into a pancake or a loaf of some kind, and now they need to be broken up into little pieces in order for me to do the kmitza on them.
Petite.
That's petita, yeah.
These are the original patty cakes.
The lo malach, or you didn't put on salt, or lo hinif, you didn't bring it, you didn't do the halacha, moving it back and forth and up and down, as we'll see later on. Lo higish, you didn't walk over to the mizbeach to present it. O shepatatan pitin merubot, or the pieces were too big. We'll see what the correct size is. At least this is the initial interpretation of Mishnah. The lo mashchan. Now there's a din about the rikim that they require mishicha, not only yafika, and you have to draw an X on them with oil. As an act of Mashiach.
So these are not about those? They're hafanot?
No, but they're not Mahi.
This is always they're more hafanot than about those.
Well, there are things that like you could. Halacha, for instance, is not about that.
Right.
But it's not Mahi. You can do without halacha. Okay. So saying if these are things that you are avodos, we'll see whether they're avodos legabe psilzaros and so on in a moment. And some of them may be, some of them may not be. But in any event, you can get along without them, and the avad would be crushing. Now, when you say lo yatzak, what do you mean lo yatzak? Lo yatzak lau? Ikula tziva. We know that you absolutely must do yitzika, either because it's repeated, and wherever the Torah repeats it in Bakasha, it means it has to be this way. Or because it uses the word he, minapah he. And he always means bahavayatas. So a lashon of he, a lashon of chukah, repetition, is always li'ikuva. So it's li'ikuva. How can the Mishnah say that it's not li'ikuva?
No.
Chas v'shalom, not without oil. You put in all of the oil. But you didn't put it in on top afterwards.
Yeah,
what
I'm saying.
What's
the other meaning of
without oil?
Without oil.
What do you mean? You didn't, without adding oil at all.
That's all.
Without adding. You put it in first at the bottom of the kli.
Yeah, but the other meaning was my way of saying
you never way of the klal doesn't mean a little bit or none. Yeah. That's what's confusing you. And what it's going to mean is the difference between lo yatzak kohen or lo yatzak barazar was yotzek or lo yatzak anybody is what it really means. Not klal, a little bit. So don't worry about it. You learn a lo yatzak klal that it means the yatzika wasn't done. Ikuviksi, but it had to be done. Ela lo yatzak kohen. What the Mishnah must mean is the yatzika was done, but it wasn't done by a kohen. Ela zar. A zar went ahead and did the yatzika, correct? And you're telling me, okay, even if a czar does the yitzika, what's so bad about that? It's still kosher. Richie, something is bothering.
I sort of passed the time, but I couldn't quite understand. It says low yitzika, low yitzika. It doesn't say what it means. I mean, maybe that's
what each one of these words means.
No, what it means is all of these. Does that mean it's
Scherer, the last word?
In other words,
it's a German sentence.
Okay, Scherer.
So you just forgot where you were going.
No, no, I didn't mean Scherer. Okay, fine.
Okay, so Yitzhika doesn't mean you didn't do, that Yitzhika wasn't done. It means it wasn't done by a Kohen. Now, if that's the case, I assume that that's the case in the Mishnah as a whole. So when it says, lo bala, means also, a Kohen didn't do the Belila, a Zar did the Belila. Okay, but mashma lo bala klal, ha lo bala klal, it actually would have been possible. But that's not true. Because Vatznam, Shishim nivlalim, shishim ve'achat ein nivlalim. Now, this, by the way, is the famous case of kol haroi labila. And the din over there is that you cannot make a single mincha, you cannot be menadei a mincha of 61 esronot. The maximum you can go to is 60. Why? Because 61 cannot be mixed properly in one kli. Now that's how Rashi learns himself. There's two approaches to this, because there's machlokes in the Gemara as to whether when you add esronot, do you also add prorated the oil? So it becomes a lug per isarn. If you have 60 esronot, then you need 60 lugim of oil to mix the 60 esronot. Or do you use one lug for however many esronot you would know there? So the portion of meaning would be, look, you can maybe mix 60 esronot with one lug, but you can't mix any more than that. It's just, the proportion is impossible. There's no mixing of oil. It's just going to clog and get lumpy. It can't spread through the mixture. That's the first way of learning. Rashi learns that even according to Chachamim, who say it's prorated, there's something wrong with the large amount, and once it gets beyond 60 esronot, it doesn't mix properly in one kli. Okay. So, whatever the pshat is, but there's no, it says over there, the problem is enam nivlom. So we add there, this is later on here, in Menach, Sabinam Menach, ki enam nivlom in my hobby, who cares whether you did belila, but non, doesn't our Mishnah, now this is the Mishnah we're discussing, gentlemen, lo balal kshera. Now wait a second. But you just said the meaning of the Mishnah is lo balal kohen, but it needs to be balal. And yet we said over there, it means lo balal at all, but it's kosher. And we answered, not this is important to us here, but we answered as we've learned on so many occasions, the famous saying, kol ha-ra'ui l'bila ein bila ma'akevet bo. If something is a theoretical possibility, then it doesn't matter whether you do it or not. But if it's not theoretically possible, then it becomes critical. And then ain bilamak, then bilamak evitable, in that case. But anyway, so how are you saying now that it means lo balal kohen el azar? The Gemara clearly understands it to mean lo balal klal. Oh, come on, Mimi Ivan, that, do you call that a raya? But just because Yitzhika means lo yatsak zar, so therefore, Belila has to mean Zar. Each one, whatever it is. Lo Balal is Lo Balal at all. Lo Yatsak is Lo Yatsak Kohen. That's not, look, man, it's not a right. Hakiriyita. Lo Yatsak means Lo Yatsak Kohen, Al Zar. Lo Balal means Lo Balal Klal. Enough bothering me with this. Now, this is strange.
Can I ask you on this
Klal? No, the Gemara said no. Goodbye. You finish.
I can meet the doctor.
Yeah.
This, we use the Klal in the Bilama Nakedis.
Yeah.
How do we know that? The Gemara doesn't tell us.
Who?
You know that? We're using that as a major legal ground.
Okay, that's a good point. Let's wait till we get there. It's only another 90 passes. We're almost there.
We waited up these years.
Oh, shapitatat piti mrubot ksheo. Now, I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. The Mishnah first says lo patat, kosher. So now you have to tell me lo patat the right way, it's kosher. I mean, even if you did not patat at all, it said it was kosher. So what do I care? Okay, so you didn't do the right size potato. So if not doing petita at all is fine. So what's, why bother telling me that doing the petita that's too big? Who cares? No. My pitin meruvot should be baba petitatan. Pitin meruvot means that you turn them into crumbs. Not that they're too large, they're too small. So that I can understand. And that's pitin meruvot, is not true. I didn't do petita. But that I did it to the point where I made it now back into soleth, I mean, or into crumbs. That's not kosher for the mincha. That I could certainly, I might have thought that that's not kosher. Kamash ruined, that's kosher. Well, you know what? No. Even if we say the first chat, I have an explanation. Vibay sema piti mirubot means indeed too large. Mamash. So why do I need to know both? Because, you see, you could have a choice. You could have a choice of a challah or a pot. So if it's a challah, it's whole. So you tell me lo patat, it's kosher. If you have a pot, the Torah said how to do petita. One piece is bent, and then it's bent again, it's a four, and so on and so forth, we'll see later on. That's a kosher thing too. It's not a challah, but at least it's a pot from petita. But this is neither. This is as a challah, it's busted. This is a broken challah. As a petita, it's nothing.
Pictures.
I love these pictures.
I like the fire panel.
What's going on? Well, if the Gemara says to break a piece of bread, wouldn't you like to know how you do that? Here's how you break a piece of bread.
Very important. I wasn't sure.
That's the.
When do they make it? Do they first bake it or?
We'll see later. Actually, there's a very interesting discussion here. The Titans brought the sheet and Rashi about the tea.
How do you take a pizza?
Exactly, all to be seen. Obviously, that's the question of whether you would do. Could you do the kmitza before?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see. That's what the shita brings up on the Amhalav here. So now, so we have two approaches then. Kamashkalon, that too is kosher. Now, Leiva Nasi is a local Rabbi Shimon. Does this mean that the Mishnah is not like that? He's going to leave soon. And that always drives me crazy. When I can't finish in time to make sure that he finishes the daf. No, seriously, it really bothers me. So now, shall we say the Mishnah is Shalok Rabbi Shimon? Titani Rabbi Shimon Omer Koko Henshein Amodeb Avodah Inno Kelet Bekuna. We darshan from the post, because we'll see in a moment, that a Kohen who does not accept the responsibility for all of the Avodah's Kuhuna and believe that this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, he's not a kosher Kohen, he's not given anything from the Kuhuna, we throw him out, basically. Shinemar ha-makriv dam ha-shlamim that ha-kev v'nei Aaron lo tiyah shok ha-yamin l'manah. A Kohen who is prepared to be ha-makriv, he gets the shok ha-yamin. Modeh ba-avodah yesh lo kelek v'kuna. She'en lo modeh ba-avodah en lo kelek v'kuna. Now, fine, this is everybody agrees this. Now, continues Rabbi Shimon. Ein li ela zo. I might think that this is only ha-makriv dam ha-shlamim. How do I know? Minayin l'rabot hamesh esrei avodot. How about the 15 different things, Kohanim? Please prepare yourselves. The 15 different things that a Kohen has to be prepared to get involved in, which includes
that he's not motivated.
If he's not motivated to any of them, then he's finished from the kohuna. Which include the yitzikot, the blilot, the ptitot, the melichot, the tnufot, the hagashot, the kmitzot, the haktarot, the melikot, the kabalot, the hazaot, the hashkras aseta, the arifa v'egla arufa, the tiras hametzera, the nesiyat kapayim, whether that nesiyat kapayim is done bifnim, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, as part of the service, or whether it's done bachutz, meaning nowadays. And he says, well, I accept the kahuna when there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, I'm off, I'm retired. So then also he doesn't have a right, don't give such a Kohen truma if he refuses to do Nesiyat Kapayim. Talmud Lomar, Mibnei Aharon. Why is it Mibnei Aharon? Obviously Kohanim or Mibnei Aharon. To teach me that all Avodah, HaMesurah L'Bnei Aharon, it's an all or nothing proposal. Kol Kohen She'no Modeva Elo Chelek Bekuna. Either he sees himself as committed to the entire job of Bnei Aharon, wherever they're mentioned, or he doesn't have any part in it. Anyway, the assumption is that if you list these 15 things, then indeed, as Shmu was pointing out, I mean, if you're talking about Yitzikot and Belilot and you're putting them all together, so then, I mean, the implications are that indeed they are very similar. Yitzik is one of the Avedis, that's Misur Levnei Aaron. If it's something that can do by a Tzar, it doesn't say Shchitot over here, because the Tzar can do it. So if you want to say now that it would be kosher with a Tzar, how would I list it over here in the list of the things that a Kohen has to do? It's not necessary for a Kohen to do it. Okay, but apparently, I mean, it's mashma that it's something that has to be what's not coming to be about it. Of course it can't be right. Amar Rav Nachman lo kasha, kan b'minchat kohanim, kan b'minchat Yisrael. Actually, it's a fascinating difference. If you're talking about a minchas kohanim, then there's indeed one halacha of Yitzika. If you're talking about a minchas Yisrael, there's another halacha. Why? Because in minchas Yisrael, you do kmitza, and you take that kmitza and you put it on the mizbeach. Since there's a chiyuv of kmitza, debat kmitzahi, that's where the halacha kicks in of the kamatza kohen, that mikmitza ve'elach is the mitzvah kohuna. So on a minchas Yisrael, there's only a din of kohuna after the point at which you're ready to do the kmitza. That's after the yitzika. The Kohen. So, but when it comes to a Minchas Kohen, where the entire Mincha is brought, so there's no Kmitza, there's just Haktorah. Over there, there is no arbitrary line that says Mikmitza the Ewa. It's when you first put the Mincha in the Kli that it now gets the din that it's Roy for the Mizbeach. So therefore, by a Minchas Kohen, you don't have this halacha that lime ayatziku blila shekher bizar. So minchas kohanim the lav bat kmitzahi mi yikara boikuna. So at that point you need the kohen from the very beginning. Omar le rava mirte minchat kohanim mehecha itrabi yitzika. How do we know bichlal that there is a din of yitzika on minchat kohanim? We know it only mi minchat Yisrael. We learn from the extra pasuk. It says, "V'yatzakta aleha shemen minchayi." So the Gemara says over there, "What do you mean mincha? Of course, it's a mincha. What is that supposed to mean, minchayi? It's absurd." And we learn from there, as long as it's a mincha, even if it's a mincha tani, it needs yitzika. Even though the parsha was talking about a mincha yisrael and doing mitzah on it, you see, mincha. Of course, a mincha. So therefore, you cannot possibly tell me that the halacha in the source, which is the Minchas Yisrael, is that Yitzika indeed would be kosher bizar. But in the secondary implication is kosher bizar. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I'm learning it out from there. So ma'asam, kshera bizar, hochinami kshera bizar. Others read this a little differently. Rav Nachman didn't say the Nafkamina is between a Minchas Kohen and a Minchas Yisrael. Well, the way he put it was lokasha. Kan b'nikmatzot, and kan b'she'inan nikmatzot. What it's talking about is the difference between a mincha that requires kmitza and a mincha that doesn't require kmitza. In this version, Amalei Rava mircha, she'inan nikmatzot me'ech isravi mi'yitzika mi'nikmatzot. So then it has to be k'nikmatzot. Ma'atam k'shera bizar, afhacha Kshera Bizar. So this now is an apkamina in how it's put. But the idea is the same. So you can't use now the distinction between Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Yisrael. Ela machvarta matmitin delot Rabbi Shimon. Apparently our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon lists the Yitzikas as unavoidable Avodas Kohuna. And our Mishnah lists Yitzika as being kosher bizarre because it's low mikmat, low kamatz can't mean low kamatz at all. We've shown because it's ma'akeh. Therefore, it must be that the Mishnah is not following the sheet of the 15 avodas. According to this Mishnah, there's only 14 avodas that are required to be done by a kohen. Fascinating.
Huh? Well, we know
you have with that.
What?
Okay, cut it from 15 to 14, as you're going to take that.
Maybe we should give them a little bit less truma than we get.
Yes.
Meanwhile, let's keep the achas b'teres exactly. Let's split that. And
the president doesn't mean that.
Wait.
How was the mayor? Did he like the video? These are things that I need to know how to do.